Another revitalised cricket bat rolls off the production line at Pete Duffy's workshop. It's a labour of love for Pete, which he first took on after a chance encounter with the Vanuatu men's team and their coach Shane Deets in Melbourne last year.
So the bats are in pretty bad nick, and at the time I thought they might not have even been using their good ones, and he said, "Nah, that's it." And I said, "Well, I'll fix them up for you before you go." And he said, "Well, we don't have any money to pay." And I said, "Nah, it's fine." I said, "I'm happy to do it as long as I can put my stickers on them." And he said, "Oh, mate, that'd be great."
We have an expression in Vanuatu, it's called stick 'em neck, which is try to get something for free, basically. And the boys have really stuck Pete's neck, and he's an absolute legend, great supporter of Vanuatu cricket. He's probably helped restore and give us, you know, nearly 30 bats across all teams.
And as the team's benefactor, Pete Duffy doesn't just deal in bats. He gathers up all sorts of unwanted equipment, and now he's hooked up with cricket writer Ken Pease, who's arranged to get a collection of bats, pads and gloves shipped to Vanuatu.
A lot of people throw stuff out, and some of the stuff is good quality gear that's definitely usable from the top level all the way down to the kids. So to be able to get that stuff to them was a bit of a battle, and then got in touch with Ken Pease. He's president of the Australian Cricket Society. They've got a great relationship with Vanuatu as well, so he's organising for a container to get over there. Ken's collected a lot of stuff himself, and so, yeah, I've sort of piggybacked off the back of that, which is great.
Over the last year, Pete has struck up quite an acquaintance with the Vanuatu players, with a regular exchange of messages on social media, including the occasional cry for help with a broken bat. He's visited the country several times and memorably played with and against some of the players he has helped.
Shane hooked me up for a game with the Malay team, which was fantastic. Just one of the best experiences. You know, I've played a fair bit of cricket, but that was one of my highlights, definitely, especially play with the Malay team. There's six or seven international players in that, and the team we're playing against had about four or five. So, you know, it's as good a cricket as you're going to get over there, and it's just great to be a part of. It was a really, really fun day. And the guys just welcomed me in, which was fantastic.
And as well as the players, Peter's also helped out coach Shane Deets, who is set to make his debut in the middle for Vanuatu at the World Cricket League tournament in Malaysia with a specially made bat in hand.
Oh, it's great to see him playing too. He's made a huge difference over there already with his coaching, but to have that sort of experience, someone who's played at a great level, and to be able to be another leader on field is fantastic. But I messaged Shane when I heard he was coming back, and I said, "Oh, what bat are you using?" He said, "Oh, I'm just borrowing ones." And I said, "Oh, well, I'll hook you up with a bat." And so I shaped one down for him, got it the right size and everything, and sent it over. He said he made a 75, retired with it in the first hit, so it's worked so far. So hopefully he can get some more runs with it.
He's just a great man and really helps us out a lot, and we're very thankful for support like that. He's really helped cricket in Vanuatu, because cricket bats are very expensive, and to have this support really saves us a lot and enables young boys and girls and our players to perform and have bats that are world class.
They're passionate about the game, so am I, and if I can help out, then it's a bonus for all, really.